Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I'm not shocked because we know that the president oftentimes resorts to very bigoted, xenophobic, Islamophobic, racist rhetoric. He is trying to scapegoat and deflect from the actual failures that he has himself.
Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar came to the U.S. as a refugee and represents the largest Somali American community. She's repeatedly been threatened with deportation by President Donald Trump, who just called Somali migrants, quote, garbage. Trump cites an investigation into pandemic aid fraud resulting in the arrest of 75. But Omar says Somali Americans aren't going anywhere and Minnesotans will see through the racist, fear-based distraction. With ICE action in Minnesota threatened and underway in New Orleans, the administration is tightening restrictions on migrant employment authorization. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act authorized increased screening of refugees and asylum seekers. Director of Immigration Agency Joseph Edlow says past failures in vetting, particularly during the Afghanistan withdrawal, let in risky people.
We don't know who they are. It is absolutely atrocious that this fell through the cracks, but we're not going to let that happen again.
The Supreme Court says Texas can use a newly drawn congressional map favoring the GOP. And embattled Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is getting support on who ordered attacks against survivors clinging to a burning boat in the Caribbean. The admiral in charge of the operation against drug smuggling testified to Congress he gave the order for a later attack. But a Pentagon Inspector General's investigation has found Hegseth did endanger troops by sharing sensitive information in a poorly secured group text. Medicare open enrollment ends this Sunday, and senior advocates say enrollees need to read the fine print. The number of Medicare Part D plans available continue to shrink. Stephanie Fahouri directs folks advising enrollees in LA and says with so much changing in healthcare, people can't assume their coverage still works.
Every year during open enrollment, we see people that make a choice about their coverage without confirming with their providers. And then come January, they are faced with a predicament where they are in a plan and cannot see their doctors.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has vetoed legislation loosening child labor laws. Senate Bill 50 would have let 14 and 15-year-olds work until 9 on school nights, later than federal limits. Hannah Halbert with Policy Matters Ohio says current state and federal law hits a good balance between keeping kids safe and letting them gain work experience.
So vetoing this bill ensures Ohio's youngest workers are still protected from risks of safety, education, and wellness that's associated with working even later on school nights.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.